Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, Clash of the Titans of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Mr. Reader's on top, Take Back the TSA, and iPad grilling.
All that and cupcakes. They're not all that. Oh. I'm going to tell you why.
You're going to do the cupcakes?
That's right.
I can't wait.
On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With a new iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com. And by audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad Today.
Leo's back.
My big finger is back.
Well, God love you. You were missed.
I haven't seen you in like
three weeks.
It feels like
it's
a year.
Almost exactly 3 weeks.
Since you and I last convened here,
mm-hmm.
You've been to Idaho Falls.
That's right.
I've been to Norway.
Uh-huh.
And I rode the hurdy-gurdy.
I
know how to say it, by the way.
According to sources familiar with the situation, a lot of people were throwing up off the side of it. So maybe I'm
No, that was a different boat. That wasn't the hurdy-gurdy.
That I decided to go to France instead of Norway at the end of June.
You're not going to Norway and you're not going to go on the hurdy-gurdy?
I want to eat baguettes till I puke.
Oh, that's even more disgusting. There was a boat ride, but there was a much smaller boat where there were people who were a little queasy.
And yeah.
I was getting queasy because it was like...
Yeah.
But then the next day
That's not Norway's fault. That's the ocean's fault. That's the Mother Sea's fault.
Not Norway's fault. I wasn't blaming Norway.
Just, it was implied.
It could happen anywhere.
It was implied.
But then I went on the... Now, let me say it right, because I got training.
Hurtigruten?
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's spelled Hurtigruten.
Yes.
And in Oslo, it would be pronounced Hurtigruten.
Uh-huh.
But in Kristiansund, where we were on the West Coast, they have a different accent. And they drop the N and they drop the R. So it's Hurtigruten.
Hurtigruten.
And then they like it because it's a play on words then. Because Hurtigruten means fast route. But it could mean if you say Hurtigruten, it's fast window.
How can a window be fast?
Isn't
it doesn't
that funny?
Even make sense. Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Thank you for bringing back these tales of Norway.
I feel like I was in Lillehammer for a week.
Well,
you know, there was snow.
It sounds like
it
was
snowed.
A pretty small rural area of Norway that you were hanging out in.
It was beautiful. We had a wonderful time. And you know what was cool? It's actually a good idea. And I think about Sundance. There are other festivals where they do it in a small... Ted, originally,
mm-hmm.
was in Monterey. Having a conference in a small town like Idaho Falls is great because you kind of really focus on the conference.
I met half that town in 3 days.
Yeah. 25,000 people in Kristiansund.
Felt like it anyway.
It's probably the same size as Idaho Falls.
It's about the same, yeah.
And it was wonderful. Everybody was very warm. The festival takes over the town. There's big posters everywhere. And it was great. And I met so many nice people, and the photographers that were there were the best in the world, and we became buddies. So it was a great trip. Catherine Hall was there, and
mm-hmm.
our TWiT photo will cover it. We're going to do two TWiT photo specials.
Good.
At the end of the month.
Great.
With lots of interviews with some really amazing people. Greg Gorman, who's a Hollywood photographer, he did a picture of Michael Jackson with a tarantula on the side of his face. It's pretty amazing. We have interviews with Bruce Davidson, who's one of the most amazing
photographers. Why is there a picture of Michael Jackson with a tarantula on his face just to be nutty?
Nutty.
Just
crazy.
Just to be like
just
a
wild.
Picture of Michael Jackson, not weird enough. Let's put a spider on his face.
You would actually, Greg Gorman took the very famous picture of Johnny Depp as the pirate.
Uh-huh.
And he has a book out of, because he's been doing this
he's
for so
long.
He's
got good access.
Oh, he's got great access. He has a book out of people like Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, when they first started in Hollywood. They're very, very young. And it's really interesting to see these pictures of these guys and gals about to become stars. Anyway.
Enough about that. No, I'm really glad that you,
but I'm
you had
sorry
a good time.
That you're, I taunted you via path with a video of the Hurtigruten.
Yeah.
And it didn't. There's no longer a taunt because you're not going to Norway.
Well,
all of Norway now is sad, by the way.
Myself and my travel partner, who filled in for you on iPad Today last week, valiantly, but he's, you know, half the man you are, obviously.
Mr. Siegler.
That's right. He just started talking about the south of France, like, out of nowhere. And I was like, okay, let's do a pivot.
You can go to
let's
the south of France.
Let's pivot this vacation.
Or you can go to a country shaped like a spoon.
I was all into Norway, believe me.
Norway is
I don't
the
even
spoon
care about, like,
digging into a
boats
deep
pitching
dish
on the,
of ice cream.
On the high
you would have liked
Norwegian
to heard
channel.
And then an Odd Inga's in the chat room, and he's mocking. Already saying, I said hurdy-gurdy wrong. And then, it's almost impossible to say it's right. And then the other thing we took is a train from Bergen right through the middle of the spoon, the bowl of the spoon, to Oslo. It's beautiful. It's where they filmed the Empire Strikes Back, the ice planet Hoth.
That's awesome. That's really awesome, actually. That's a reason to go just for that.
I got a picture
you
of
went
Hoth.
On a Star Wars pilgrimage.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Amazing.
But you know what? This show is not about the Hurtigruta.
No, it's about iPads.
There, that's the picture.
Oh, so this is he was young.
Greg Gorman, yeah.
This is an old picture.
Yeah. He's
that's
been doing
awful.
It for Greg's been doing it for 40 years.
I hate it more than
it's
I've
creepy.
Hated anything else. But that's just the spider. It's not Michael Jackson's fault.
It's actually
I don't want to look at it anymore, Chad. Take
secret?
It away.
Do you want to know the secret? It's not a live spider.
Oh,
turns
God.
Out tarantulas that's, shed their skin and
God,
you just can take
disgusting.
The skin and put it on your
that's
face. It doesn't
so
move.
That's so gross. Not enough. I want to talk about Twitter. I want to talk about Twitter clients.
Twitter
Let's
clients.
Come back to Earth.
Back to Earth. You know.
In the last week, you think like Twitter clients. Haven't you guys talked about this ad nauseum? But a couple of the most popular Twitter clients, Twitter for iPad.
Got updated?
Got updated in a big way. And so did Tweetbot. So I
love
thought,
Tweetbot.
Well, it's a good opportunity for us to talk about some of the updates to those apps and also just other options that people have. Twitter itself for iPad, which is the iPad app that Twitter itself puts together, has updated its Discover tab. Now, why don't I see it? Oh, gosh. Is that just an iPhone
so Twitter,
app?
So Twitter is
that
pushing
right.
this on its website now. They have Explore. They have Discover. These new ways of kind of looking at Twitter stuff that isn't really your Twitter timeline. It's a way of discovery about, you know, other people on Twitter. They also now in your timeline will show you who's following you as part of your timeline. So they've changed a lot on the webpage, and I take it that the apps now, there, you can see it right there is the Discover.
But that's the web version.
But they're incorporating this now into the apps because they want the apps to reflect this as well. And I think it has to do with an advertising opportunity. Is it not doing it on the iPad?
Well, I understand that there's a Discover tab on the iPhone app.
Well, let me look.
But in iTunes, it didn't say anything like, this is the iPhone only. I was going to open this up here live and be like, look at this new Discover tab, because I know how it works on the web version. But there actually isn't a Discover tab in the iPad
They don't do it
version.
Anymore. Hmm.
Well,
or just, they didn't update it on the iPad.
Well, yeah, that's not helpful. Excuse me.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's on the iPhone at the bottom.
I want a nice, clean experience.
It's right there at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you don't have that anymore. Huh?
Well, I didn't. See? I mean, that was the thing about the iPad app is it worked very differently
and
than the iPhone
And the at
version.
Reply is now not just at replies, but connect.
Connect, yeah.
Discover is like, you know, it's kind of like trending, but more than that. So I presume that because they've updated this on the iPhone, that they will update this iOS-wide. The thing about Twitter on iOS 5 is it's everywhere. It's integrated throughout iOS 5. So
right.
I'm going to show my AppCap, for instance, which is not a Twitter app, but you get Twitter credentials by pressing a button, and iOS says, yeah, we'll handle that from here. So, I'll show you.
Well, this is a bunch of baloney. Jeez, I thought
Jeez,
this was going to be really
You got all
awesome.
Excited.
Yeah.
Well, what's new in TapBot? Because that's what you and I use.
Tweetbot, yeah.
Tweetbot.
You know, actually, the reason that I use Tweetbot is exactly this reason. For a while, I used the Twitter iPhone app
right.
and the Twitter iPad app, and they acted
They're
a little
different.
Bit differently, but it didn't really bother me. But one of the biggest issues I had was that they didn't sync with each other. So I'd start somewhere, and then I'd open up the app, and it would tell me I had all these DMs, and then I'd go in, and I've already read all of these DMs. There's
right.
there's no sync between the two. And Tweetbot, even though it's a third-party app, actually does this very well.
So you mean if
the
I read
the iPad app.
These on because I'm logged into my Tweetbot account, if mm-hmm. I read these on one device, it will automatically know that it's been read on the other?
Yes.
That's kind of handy.
What it'll do is...
I didn't even know that.
You can actually toggle on and off. There'll be like a little bookmark icon that you sometimes see on the right-hand side of a tweet mm-hmm. in Tweetbot. Mm-hmm. It was sort of driving me crazy because I didn't know what it was. And what it's doing is saying, this is the spot that when you open this up later, whether you're on iPhone or iPad, it'll come back to the spot because that's the spot in the timeline that you stopped.
Right.
That's awesome. But Tweetbot not only does that, because that's not actually a new update in this version, but it also has switched the way that it allows you to use gestures for kind of inline conversations. So anybody who's familiar with Tweetbot knows if you swipe to the right, then you get the conversation tab.
Now, that is really cool because one of the problems is people do have back and forth conversations on Twitter, but it's very hard to piece it together. So this threads it for you so you could see all of the replies to each other.
Exactly.
So handy.
Yeah. Now, this nice man, Edward Shore, had said that he's excited about the show. There is no conversation because I haven't replied back to him yet. But if I wanted a little bit more context on who he was, where he sent the tweet from, he's using Twitter for iPhone, for example, and who what it was in reply to, that would show up. So that's pretty cool. Tweetbot already had the swipe left, swipe right for context, but the gestures in tweet details going back to the timeline wasn't included, and now the conversation view contains both the conversation and replies. So it's very easy within Twitter. I think anybody can agree. It's like if you're not paying attention, you start reading these sort of truncated conversations, especially when people do that, like the retweet, and then they're quoting people, and it could just, sometimes it can get a little bit complicated. So it's nice to have this.
Let me show you. This is a fun one that I think everybody should have. It's called Streamboard. Are you familiar with Streamboard?
No.
The idea of Streamboard is that sometimes you want to follow a story, not your Twitter stream or a list of people. But let's say there's something big going on, the San Francisco 49ers, and you want to follow all the tweets about it. You enter in a search into Tweetboard. You could save that search. And then it will do in real time, it will show you all the posts. So this is there's not a lot going on with the 49ers. What's a hot topic right now? Let's think of
freaking Pablo Sandoval's out for the season.
Oh, no. Panda's out?
Yeah.
All right, so let's change the keyword.
Whatever he broke on the right side last year, he broke on the left side.
SF Giants, okay.
Sucks.
So now what happens is, and this is really fun during a live event like the Academy Awards or the Super Bowl, because all of the tweets that are coming in, not super active right now, will scroll down on the screen as they come in. Let's pick something.
Something that people care about.
Something people care about,
apparently.
Give me a hot topic right now.
Bieber.
I
don't know. It's, somebody's going to be talking about that.
And you can use hashtags or you could just use plain old search terms.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a pause button. And I guess it's just a little quiet right now
it's
on the Twitter.
It's more event-based.
Yeah, it's much better if there's something big going on. I use this during the Grammys, the Oscars, the Super Bowl. And it's a really great way just to follow. You know what? Most recently I used it during the fabulous UFC 149 Ultimate Fighting Championship pay-per-view.
Because you're into that stuff.
I'm so into it. And
UFC,
I was watching to see, like everybody
gonna
was
win.
Rooting for,
who was going to beat that other guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
well, that's fun. That's always a lot of fun. That's my favorite time on Twitter when I realize we're all talking about the same thing.
It's Galaxy S3. There's a good one.
Ah, that is a
good
one.
Yeah, so I'll just do Galaxy because the broader the search term, the more likely you are going to see something. So let's say this is during the Galaxy S3 announcement, and you want to see as it comes in. It's so slow. Maybe let's just look. You can choose the keyword. You can this is why. Okay, now this is really a nice feature. I forgot to mention this. You can choose how big the accounts are. So I have it set to maximum. I only want to see responses from users with more than 10,000 followers.
Oh.
If I turn this down to, let's say, I only want to see users with 800 followers.
You had filtered everybody out.
I had filtered out. Then it's much more lively,
obviously. Okay.
But that's nice because what it does is let you set it for the quality of the feed. Somebody with 10,000 or more followers is a big feed, right?
Yeah.
So maybe if you're following something, you don't want to see a lot of silly little things. That's really cool. So this is coming in real time.
Well, and also if I just want to see all the stuff that's coming in about this week's Mad Men, I don't care how many followers you have. I just want to see all of it.
Exactly. You can filter by location. So if you're doing something that is local, let's say the Butter and Eggs Day Parade, I could say I only want to see people who are within a mile, 5 miles, 20 miles. In this case, I'm following everybody in the world. And you could also do this, which I think is great. Only track tweets Say that five times fast. Only track tweets featuring links. So let's say you want to, I want to see links. If you turn that on, only the tweets that have an actual link in there will come through.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that great? I think this is a, you know, it's a specialized Twitter tool that is incredibly useful. It's called Streamboard. And I don't think it costs anything, but I might be wrong on that.
I'll look it up.
So,
you know, one of the things I wanted to mention about Tweetbot that I had forgotten, which is one of the coolest things, for anybody who's familiar with Storify, which is something that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Tweetbot now, in conversation view, so there's a conversation between Anthony DeRosa and a nice lady named Michelle. If I now want to start building this into a Storify page, I go send to, and I say,
that's a nice
tweet
feature.
This conversation. Now it says creating story, and I go, did I just tweet it? No. But I did just add it to Storify, and then it gives me the option to tweet out the link to my Storify page. That is pretty cool for anybody who's spending a lot of time aggregating news and events. And, you know, Storify works very well for certain, it could work fine for the Oscars, but people use it a lot in political events, the sorts of things where we're counting on Twitter a lot to get a lot of different sources from people who might not actually work in journalism, that sort of thing. So that's a nice thing that Tweetbot did build in Storify support.
Streamboard is $1.99, by the way.
$1.99.
Yeah.
Streamboard.
And it's
awesome.
Universal, so you can put it on the iPhone and the iPad, which is handy as well.
One of the other Twitter apps we haven't talked about in a long time, and you could kind of call it like the OG third-party app, one of them anyways, is Hootsuite.
Original Gangsta.
And Hootsuite got some flack some time ago because they were going to be the first third-party app that was going to allow inline advertising into your tweet stream. Now, am I crazy? But
I don't see any.
Is that not happening?
No.
Because I don't see them anywhere.
They make plenty of money because you pay them if you want to have multiple accounts.
Uh-huh.
So I have a Hootsuite account that allows us all to post to
It's good for group Twitter accounts.
Exactly. Or businesses that want to follow the accounts. It's really designed, I think, for businesses that want to have multiple editors posting to an account. It'll automatically put initials in, for instance. It's not cheap, though. It's several bucks a month per editor. So one of the reasons I don't use it that much is because I didn't want to have everybody editing it. But it's a very handy way of, let's say, I want to give everybody access to the official Twitter account and have them post when their shows are on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would do it.
But Hootsuite. I think that a lot of people think, oh, Hootsuite, because that you're right. That is a really, really good use for Hootsuite.
Yeah.
But as an individual, it's not going to cost you anything to have an account.
Right.
And what's nice about it is, even if you're like me, I only have one Twitter account. I don't post back and forth between, you know, like Fake Sirlane or whatever other Twitter accounts I would have. And this is nice because it just gives me all of the stuff I want to see without actually having to change tabs. So I'm not clicking on my at replies because they're right here in the middle.
It's kind of like TweetDeck, isn't it?
Well,
in that respect, it's got the column thing.
Well, but TweetDeck, even so, you know, I'm having to swipe around
and
choose on my left-hand rail. This is my home feed, all the people I'm following, all the people who have mentioned me, all the stuff I have favorited lately. Favorites, depending on who you are. I mean, when I favorite something on Twitter, I'm just bookmarking it because I want to reference it later.
Yeah, me too. I think
so
there are people.
It's not really a favorite thing.
Scoble does
Here's
a lot of favoriting. Yeah.
Favorites
I love
just,
your Twitter icon, by the way. You're wearing a funny hat.
I am. It's a fedora.
Yeah, I like it.
It's funny because it's on the side of my face. But anyway, this is just a nice view that I like. And that what's nice also about Hootsuite, it'll allow you to sync up your Facebook account and your LinkedIn account and your Foursquare account as well. So if I want to just take a quick look at my Facebook news feed, I can do that from Hootsuite as well. In general, I like to keep my social networks separate. That's just my personal preference, but it's nice that you have the option to kind of add the big guns into one interface, especially if you spend a lot of time reading Twitter and you want nice, easy ways to access some of your other content as well. And again, for my personal Hootsuite account that I haven't upgraded because it's just me, it's free. And some people just like to have all that information on the page at once. Some people think it's overwhelming.
I'm glad it's here because I did used to use TweetDeck that way as a kind of dashboard. And then when Twitter bought them, they just fell apart. And they don't have an iPad app. And it's frustrating to me. So the Hootsuite is a very good... I like Hootsuite a lot.
Do you think that Twitter bought TweetDeck because they were the most dangerous competitor and they just wanted to screw it up so that people started using Twitter's own native apps?
What happened was Bill Gross's company was going to buy it. Uh-huh. In fact, they'd already, everybody thought, closed the deal. It was uh-huh. reported in TechCrunch and everything. And Twitter was so afraid that Bill Gross, this is his company, it's Uber Media, I think.
Uber Media. Yeah, I remember the story.
He was trying to become kind of a competitor to Twitter, in effect, by owning the Twitter clients, and he already had several others. So Twitter swooped in, offered a ridiculous amount of money for TweetDeck, merely to keep it out of Uber Media's hands, and then they just let it die. So, yes, the answer to your question, short answer is yes.
Is yes.
Exactly what happened. It was
Twitter did not care about TweetDeck.
They did not care, and it was a defensive ploy. And it,
yeah.
You know, when they bought Tweety, which is essentially the core for Twitter for iOS and OS X.
Which was the best app at the time.
They really, that's what they ran with.
Mm-hmm.
TweetDeck, not so much. It's kind of sad, actually.
It is
sad. I got one more app, and I thought that you had showed this on the Social Hour. It's called TwizGrid. Wouldn't you like an app that instead of showing the text content of tweets, just showed image content?
Yes.
Like it would just aggregate all the pictures from a
yes.
Twitter stream. That's what this does. Now, this is TwizGrid. It's free, TwizGrid. And they have a few lists, which they kind of rotate. This is a TwizGrid faves. It looks a little bit like almost like an Instagram. In fact, I suspect many of these pictures are cross-posted from Instagram. If you see a picture you like, you can tap it. It'll open it up. It'll show, yeah, in fact, this was an Instagram post. It'll show the full tweet. I don't know why, and maybe I'm just doing something wrong. And TwizGrid, if I am, please tell me. It seems to me that I should be able to just look at my feed, but I don't seem to be able to. I only seem to be able to look at their specialty feeds, and they do change these. There's faves, cars, charities, fashion and design, food, nature, pets, travel, and the Twizzerati. But that's only right now. They will rotate these categories from time to time to give you fresh
pictures.
So
up in the left-hand corner, if you click on TwizGrid...
Upper like, left-hand corner.
Yeah, like that doesn't go...
yeah, you know, no. if somebody from TwizGrid would tell me, am I doing something wrong? I can do a search within my Twitter feed. So I could say, these are my two Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
And I could say, okay... So
click on
here's
Leo
people.
Laporte.
Well, it doesn't. Oh, it does. Die. No, this is stuff I've tweeted. See,
oh, I see.
That's not what I want. I want to see people I'm following. And if I go to people I'm following, instead of giving me, unless I'm doing something wrong, it seems like it's giving me individuals. So I could say, well, what has William Shatner posted? And this will be all the images William Shatner has posted. None. So I would like it if it would just do my whole thing. Has some other things. Has a safe filter so you can keep the adult images out of your feed. I think it's a handy thing in the sense that if you want to just kind of see a lot of images that are straight from Twitter, you can. You can also add pictures directly. You can tweet from it directly because it knows as it's iOS, it knows your Twitter accounts, and it gives you a full search as well. So I could search, for instance, for Galaxy S3, and I'd probably find a bunch of images that others had posted on Twitter of the Galaxy
S3. You know, Amber did talk about this on the Social Hour.
I think you did, yep.
And I swear she had figured out a way to look at everybody that
it
she was
following.
It
seems like you should be able to.
Yeah. I think we're just a little silly. We're just a little dense.
I'm not getting it.
Help us.
I'm not getting it.
Help us, please.
But, you know, it's fun if you're into the things that the albums are. It's going through all of Twitter and finding all the car pictures, for instance.
For
which
example.
Is kind of fun. And you can see it's pretty fast. And it does nice big, you know, if you're really into Maseratis, a nice big picture like that. I like this. And you can do a slideshow and so forth. So that's TwizGrid. It is free. But it seems like I should be able to see all the pictures of the people I follow.
It has a lot of potential. Maybe it's some sort of hidden functionality that we just don't really
know.
Well,
you know what?
The
TwizGrid people are paying attention. The reason I found out about this is they tweeted me, said, put your Norwegian pictures up there with the hashtag TwizGrid and we'll feature them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Oh.
By the way, can I just say one thing about iPhoto?
Yeah, you're going to, whether yes, go ahead.
It's a little off
please.
Purpose.
Go ahead.
You know, normally what I would do if I go on a photo safari, as this was, is I'd copy things to the computer and use Lightroom. Mm-hmm. But I've started this new iPhoto, which they put out when the new iPad came out. It is fantastic. Using the Camera Companion Kit, for a great way for me to not only find all my pictures, but to edit them. These are raw files.
Mm-hmm.
So I got them into the camera, and I was able to black and white them, enhance them. You can pick them and flag them. all of these features really turned out to be really, really almost as good, in my opinion, as Lightroom. Certainly a great way to do it on the iPad while I'm sitting on the train. And look at this gorgeous picture. And the, I, you know, was able to bring up the sky a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a little dust on my lens. So I'm going to get the healing brush. Whoops. Get the healing brush out here and repair that.
Heal
and
that just, sky.
And you just paint with your finger. It's such a natural use. Oops, I have to go to the original before I do that.
I see how this has had taken up your 8 hours on the train.
Well, I don't know what just happened there. Come back. Come back, Shane. What's going on?
Looks like...
I think I found a bug, huh?
You've got a glitch in the matrix.
There's a glitch. Let's press the edit button.
Yeah.
Press the... these are the sliders, which are really cool for just like sky. I just turned up the sky, and the sky gets turned up. But let's see if I can get the heal thing working now. Click repair. There you go. And then I'm just going to erase right there, because there's a little, that's a little glitch on my sensor.
And now you don't have that little thing.
All fixed.
You're all good.
This is iPhoto. I just want to kind of, we talked about it when it came out, but what
you've had real world experience enough to say this is an amazing program.
Yeah, really good real world experience. I mean, I had so much fun. Here's my favorite. I'll show you my favorite image. And then you can post directly to Facebook. I made a journal. You know, we talked about the, excuse me, the journals that are available. Here's my Nordic Light journal. And it's really, it's just a really fun way to take your pictures and turn it into something that you can then share on MobileMe or online. I just love this image, by the way. That's my favorite image.
That's a good one.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. That looks like something that you'd feature on TwitPhoto.
And Morten Kolkvold.
That's
my favorite picture that I took on the trip. And by the way, that black and white processing is done. It was a color picture is done in iPhoto.
You should put it on SmugMug and get rich. Get so rich.
So much fun. Anyway, I just want to come back with a report from the field.
There you go.
Take it to the south of France.
iPad, well, I absolutely will.
As long as you have a big enough iPad.
I would ever go anywhere without this guy.
I know. Well, I found that, you know, I only have 64. I have a 64 gig, so you don't have a whole lot of storage. But you have enough that you could do, you know, a few
batches. Yeah, batches at a time.
And then it deletes as you go, so it's great.
Awesome. For the links that we mentioned a bunch of stuff, Twitter apps, what's good, what's bad. It's Twitter app. That's what's bad, because, you know,
that's
I thought you were
going
to have discover, like, I don't...
Did you update? Let me check mine.
I updated, and I actually waited to do it live on the show because I wanted my natural reaction.
The latest...
Ooh, it's so much better.
The latest version.
Whatever.
Sucks.
But we do have a lot of other links, and hopefully you got something out of the other options that we showed you. Go to twit.tv/IPT. That's where we put all of our show notes for all of our episodes. That's also where our past episodes are as well. Every episode page has inline video of the two wonderful hosts. And
who would those be?
And sometimes their hats. Well, it's you and me, unless you're gone.
Nice hat.
And then the show notes down below shows you everything that we talked about.
Who is that guy? Way too good looking.
He's very good looking.
I don't understand. How did that person get on there?
He's Norwegian.
Is he?
Half Norwegian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that why you wanted to go to Norway?
Well, it's why he wanted to go to Norway.
But he changed his mind.
Yeah, now we're going to France. It's fine with me.
He would have loved the hurt. He looks Norwegian, actually.
Well,
actually,
you know, he's blonde.
Everybody there looked like MG.
Yeah.
Everybody. He could have been. Odinga, am I right? He looks like he was in Norway.
Well.
By the way, it's like the middle of the night in Norway. They have to stay up very late to watch us.
Thank you for watching from the middle in the middle of the night, Norway. Quick reminder that we do shoot iPad Today live on Thursdays, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. We'd love to have you join us live, watching everybody in chat and who's replying to us on Twitter while we're making the show. But remember, if you can't watch us live, that's okay. You can go to twit.tv/IPT and get all of our subscription links, videos that you missed. You can subscribe to our audio feed, too, if that's what you choose to do. That's cool with us. But don't worry.
Cool with us,
we'll make it as easy as possible for you to stay up with the shows as they progress.
You know what I like?
What?
Watching Lillehammer in Norway on my iPad from my TV in Petaluma.
That can't be illegal.
It's probably not, but it sure is fun. And actually, it all comes thanks to Slingbox.
Oh.
So Slingbox is that thing you take home. Go to Amazon, Best Buy, Slingbox.com, and pick up a Slingbox. You attach it to your home theater system. So you plug it into your DVR, your satellite box, your cable box, your DVD, whatever you've got. And then, and this is the key, you plug the other end into the internet. And now you've got password protected access over the internet to everything, your full TV experience from your living room. Everything that you would do in your living. You can change channels. You can set DVR recordings. You can play back DVR recordings. It's all there. It's so cool. It's Slingbox. Now, I want you to try it right now. Or just find out more anyway by going to slingbox.com/twit. And then I presume that you probably have an iPad, right? If you've got an iPad, then it's pretty simple. All you have to do is fire up the Sling Player on your iPad, just like that. And you can watch TV. You can even, I switched it over to my antenna. So you have all the devices here, my Dish Network, everything. That's the antenna. I don't have an antenna. So that's why it says weak signal. Here it's going to switch over to the Dish player. You got to try this thing. Slingbox.com/twit to find out more. The beauty of this is with your PC, your Mac, your Xbox, actually not Xbox, iPad, iPhone, Android phone, Android tablet, you can watch your home TV system. So I've got the iPad in Norway, and I'm watching local news. That's what Colin does because he's like really homesick for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He's always watched the Philadelphia news.
Because he's got the Slingbox back at home.
Amazing. Slingbox.com/twit. Find out more. And we thank them for their support of iPad today.
We sure do. Hey, so something cool happened this week. Spotify announced something that means something to some of us.
Me especially, because you're an RDO user.
I am an RDO user, but part of the reason that I am an RDO user is because they have such a great iPad app.
Beautiful iPad app.
Spotify never had one.
And then Mog did one, and Spotify didn't. It finally does, and thank goodness, you have to be a pro user, you have to be a paid user to use this.
Right. Unless you can sync on the same wireless network, you can sync offline songs to your iPad if you're not a paid user. But as far as streaming music, yes, you have to be a premium subscriber.
Right. And it does support AirPlay and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's full screen. It's beautiful. If you look at it, it's going to look very similar to the desktop app of Spotify. Spotify is, as you probably know, the music service. These are all my friends. You're probably in here. I think you're a friend.
Yeah, I don't use Spotify much, but hopefully we're friends via Facebook or something.
These are people I follow. So just like RDO. Remember Greg Drebin? We used to work with him. Now,
See,
Greg's a good example. He worked at MTV's, like really up on the current music. So I follow him because I know Greg's going to be hip on the latest song. So when you follow somebody like that, then you can kind of find out what's cool. Like Holly Metzger is my friend Holly. He's big into the Grateful Dead. So I know he's going to have all the Grateful Dead, stuff. This is one of the social features I particularly like about Spotify. The other social feature some people don't like is when you listen to a song, if you can set it to not to do this. But normally when you listen to a song, for instance, let's say I listen to Rihanna's Birthday Cake. When you listen to a song, what is that,
awesome.
A kazoo orchestra? What the hell?
It's like a swarm of bees.
See, now, unfortunately, everybody on Facebook thinks I'm listening to this song.
Well, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Well,
it's for demonstration purposes,
you can turn that feature off.
I have the same problem with RDO where I'm like, I listen to a song for 3 seconds before I decided that it sucked.
Friction-free sharing is a little too easy.
I know.
They have an offline mode, which means playlists that you've made available for offline listening. This is one of the features. I think all of them do this. They'll cache music, so you don't have to be online to listen. Gapless playback, which I like. And then this is the private session if you don't want Facebook to know that you're listening to those.
That you're listening to, what's that new group of like preteen boys that everyone loves?
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to know
One night
in Paris.
Know,
let's see what MG's
mean.
Listening. MG's probably listening to that.
Probably. It's One Edition, Local Edition.
Local Edition.
No, that's a bar.
One Direction.
One Direction. Thank you.
MG's been listening to the Black Swan soundtrack.
Oh. Okay. See, that's kind of dark.
But he's a big, and I think you know this, he's a big Supersonic fan. So following somebody is great. As you can see, a beautiful interface. I just press the play button. It starts to play. It will use the AirPlay to play out to anything that the iPad could play out to.
The only thing I have played around with the Spotify app, even though I do sort of prefer the RDO experience, but mostly because I've just invested. I have collections with RDO, and it's kind of hard to. They should really work on their exporting
it's
services.
Because you're a small town girl. I'm
very lonely.
In a small town
world. Smoky rooms.
Did you take the midnight train going anywhere?
I have been on many trains at midnight. Yes. I've probably taken a train that left at midnight
I'm a city
10
boy.
Times.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
And proud of it.
Actually, isn't MG from Detroit? This is your song. No wonder he's listening. Oh, Cleveland, Detroit. It's all the same.
Well, I don't
think flyover.
The Cleveland people would say that. Nor would the Detroit
I'm just
people.
Teasing.
The flyover.
Please.
Yes.
Do not email me.
My biggest issue with Spotify is that I feel like, yes, you can look up a user and get a lot of information about what they've been listening to. But in their new releases section, with RDO, it tells me what album came out this week versus 2 weeks ago and who has been listening to it and why that's in the most played view. Spotify has a little bit less context. So it's like, okay, well, new releases, that's cool. Okay, that's the new stuff. But when something's on heavy rotation,
I'm not getting any information about it.
You don't know who else likes it. And sometimes, depending on the friend, you could be influenced by that.
I think you're right. That's actually a very good point. Trending playlists near you, and that's location-based. Trending playlists among friends, that's, of course, among the people you're following. But it doesn't give you a lot of that context of, like, this is this week's hot item. I like it mostly because the way I use it is like I use these other services. I make playlists of artists I like, then I don't have to buy the albums. That's the main reason.
Yeah. We often spend a lot of time researching apps, and we usually don't talk about apps that aren't that great because why are you watching the show if you don't want to hear these bad reviews about apps that aren't worth your time? However, I did take an exception this week with an app called Hello Cupcake, which I have no problem with cupcakes, by the way. So
I
inherently hate this app.
I'm so glad you spent $3 on this.
I sure did, Leo. Well, you spent $3 technically.
And
we spent it together.
Together. At first I thought, oh, this is going to be a great cookbook for cupcake
Absolutely.
Making.
Absolutely. When I originally, the reason that this came across my radar is because it is iTunes iPad app of the week.
And these are books.
Which should be.
And these are books that people love.
Yeah.
Hello Cupcake. It's a whole series.
App of the week should be,
right.
Tried and true.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. And so I thought, I'm not a big baker or cupcake maker, but I'm going to try this app out, and if I love it, I'm going to suggest it to people like you. Either you like baking, but if you don't, you can gift it to somebody, because that's something that you can do within iTunes, which is really fun for people. However, I don't think it's worth the money, because, okay, so here,
this is the home view.
Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, they're interesting-looking cupcakes. Yeah. Gotcha. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
That's what you get for 10 cupcakes. For your $3.
Yeah.
Everything else, it says purchase requires network access because for whatever reason it doesn't, I don't know.
It can't tell you're online?
Data. But trust me when I say that it's another like 99 cents to buy these extra packages. So I mean, okay, I get 10 creative cupcakes.
And to be honest,
not even.
It's all about the icing, obviously, right? I mean, it's not even like.
Totally.
It's about how to make this,
Now, I will say that.
Let's see the recipe. Does it actually.
Yeah, so these are like cue ball cupcakes, which is kind of fun. And they do this little stop motion video, which is like you only watch it once.
Right.
Because all you want to do is make sure that you,
Make
a pool table for your kid's birthday or something.
Right.
So that's fine.
Oh, instant replay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's great. Again, it's cute, but it's gimmicky. This is not, what I need out of a cookbook. Yeah. Then if I want to know, okay, what do you need for the ingredients? It'll let you know.
A lot of food dye.
That sort of thing. Yeah, these things are really bad for you.
Yeah,
there's nothing
gotta be horrible.
About them.
It's sugar, fat, and food dye.
That's right. And then if you go to sort of your, this is the stuff that you need.
Balls.
Yeah, it'll.
They don't even tell you how to make the cupcake.
Well, they do.
It's like a basic cupcake recipe you use
they
for all
do.
Of them.
There's audio associated with this.
But, I mean, mostly this is about the icing.
Right now, but I mean, it'll give you a sense of how to do it, and that's kind of interesting. But I still feel like too many apps now are saying like, this is an amazing app. Look how much you can get. But there's all these in-app purchases.
Yeah,
that,
I agree.
It's not a $3 app, it's a $10 app.
I agree.
Just to keep yourself interested. And in this case, I feel like even though this kind of looks cool, and many of you might be like, this is awesome, I'd love to make this, that's fine. But yeah, again, these are successful cookbook lines. Hello Cupcake, and then right. there's a couple other books that this duo.
And this is again
put together.
The app of the week from Apple Computer, which is why we're paying attention to it.
Exactly.
This Maybe because Apple makes a lot of money on this, right?
Look at how they put the frosting. Huh. You put it in a glass, and then you smash
Smush
it down,
it up, yeah.
and then you make a little incision at the bottom. I actually did learn that.
I'll
so
tell you
I'm
how I've been burned by in-app purchases. But
yes.
Camera Awesome, which I like, is
yeah.
a Smug Mug app. It
yep.
has a few filters. By the time you buy them all, $13. Another example that I just recently fell for. Games, you almost expect that. That's not a
right.
big deal. It's when the, like, this, I love this paper app, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you start using it. It's beautiful.
The brushes.
But then you really need the brushes.
Yep. And they're all extra.
And it ends up $9 for brushes.
Yep.
OMG Pops Draw Something. Fun program, but you don't get all the colors unless you
level
get
up.
Points or.
Yep. Or
buy
if you
something.
Need a hint, then you right. lose points, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's, I understand why this works for making money. Totally get it. And Hipstamatic is an example of an app that I love, and I understand that I have to pay for extra camera packages, and I kind of just do it because I think that the rest of the app is so good. But we can't have all these apps continue to do this.
No.
And they will, so I don't know what me saying is going to change. But it's just it's important to remember, once you've bought into an app for $3, it's so much easier to say, well, I already bought the app, so sure, I'll buy this extra cupcake recipe for a dollar here and there. And then all of a sudden, you spend a lot more than you thought you would. It's almost like buying something on credit, you know? You
it's
end up paying a lot more than you thought you were going to pay.
It's taking freemium too far.
Exactly.
I think.
We got a voicemail from Brett. Brett the Pyromaniac, I like to call him.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's, I'll let him explain.
It's Brett from Pork Barrel Barbecue. It's odd for a barbecue company to think about the iPad, but we got a little bored, and we actually grilled a new iPad, and there was a lot of fire.
Will it grill?
And a nice fat cap, and it was pretty tasty.
Nice fat cap.
Thought you might want to check it out. Go to porkbarrelbbq.com/can-you-grill-it. And from
That's
all of us
funny.
Here at Pork Barrel, keep up the great work. See ya.
Where is Pork Barrel?
Oh, I don't know. But I do have the iPad grilling video. Chad, roll it.
Roll it. Okay. This is sacrilege. That is not even an iPad 1. This is a late model
it's
iPad.
It's horrible. These are horrible people. This is a backfired
also,
experiment.
I gotta think the gas is being released at this point. And by the way, you shouldn't be burning lithium batteries. That's
horrible.
A terrible idea.
What? How bored do you have to be? By the way, they did also burn a Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1, lest you think that they're just Apple haters. But I think this is a waste of money, energy, time.
I'm worried about that battery.
And my goodwill toward all men.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. Everything tastes fine with barbecue sauce on it.
All right.
Wow.
You guys got your time in the sun.
It's a takeoff on, Will It Blend, which you know, they,
sure.
they get
will
a lot
it,
of.
Will It Grill.
Will It Grill.
I guess if you work at a barbecue place,
everything
these sorts
will
of
grill.
Things start seeming like good ideas. Hard to say. We got an email from Darren Cronian. He's the editor of a blog called Travel Rants. He says, hi guys, I thought you might be interested to hear about an app that allows you to report unfair airport screenings by the TSA that's available on the iPad and Android phones.
Not that I would ever do that. Nor would you, Sarah Lane.
If you thought it was unfair, why not?
Because you don't want to get grilled the next time you go through like
an
iPad.
I don't think that that's the
They'll
right
grill
attitude.
Grill you like an iPad.
I
like 500
think
degrees will
if you
explode
feel
your
that
battery.
Your rights have been compromised, you should be complaining, don't
or,
you?
Or, like any good American, just going along for the ride. Quietly accepting whatever the TSA wants to do.
Well, if this sounds like something that you have an issue with, I just wanted to point it out.
What's it called?
It's called Fly Rights, all one word.
Wow.
It's actually put together by the Sikh Coalition because they've had some issues.
Oh, yeah, because they wear turbans.
Well, yeah, they're getting stopped all the time.
Sure.
But if you want to report something, and, I'm not, this is totally up to you. If you are in a situation where you feel like you want to have some tools at your disposal, this might be great. Otherwise, don't make something out of don't make a mountain out of a molehill, I guess. But contact information, incident reports.
It happens all the time. But I really don't know.
Airline and flight number.
Is there any recourse? Or I mean, aren't we just the victims of the TSA no matter what they do?
Yes, I'm sure. I don't want to send a report. you know, but I think that's like, that's almost like the same attitude as, does my vote really count? I mean, it's, I think people need to exercise their rights to speak up if they feel that they, if others are in the wrong and that their rights have been compromised.
Okay.
Okay. I guess you just sail through security every time. No problems here.
Just between you and me.
Yeah.
It's all bogus security theater. Nothing the TSA does enhances security in the least.
Yeah,
and everybody knows
that. Right.
But you want to get on the plane, right?
Yeah.
Just go along for the ride.
But they keep taking my tweezers.
They can do that.
Then they keep taking my little, like, 2-pound weights.
They can do that.
No, they can't. That is unacceptable. What am I going to do? I can barely hold them. That's
By
the whole
way,
point.
And this is true. Odinga points out that when you ride the Hurtigruta, they don't even look. They don't care. There's no metal detector. You just get on that boat, baby. You just hop on the boat. Same thing on the train. Let's hop on the boat. Because everybody in Norway is nice.
Well, and they all are comfortably wealthy. What a wonderful place.
It's it's the 1% of countries.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
We got a little feedback on
Padre, wait a minute. Now, he's a priest.
Yeah.
He's a priest.
The TSA stole one of my $3,000 cameras.
He's a priest, and the TSA stole his camera.
That's
But what did you do, Padre? What did you do about it? You prayed for them,
sent
right?
An incident report through.
Good luck.
Oh, come on.
Good luck.
Hey, I want you to have Fly Rights. That's the name of the app, by the way, Fly Rights. I thought that that was very nice.
I think it's
great. And
it's
a little bit different than, you know, these cupcake apps that we're always seeing featured on app stores.
Robert says, or Padre SJ says, he wrote to his Congress member.
Okay. Same idea, right? Same idea, right?
And did you get the camera back, Padre?
Oh, I guess. No one should ever try for anything. Let's just let these...
Well,
these
remember,
the
right to fly is a privilege, not a right.
Right. Well, then it's not a right to fly.
It's a privilege to fly, not a right. How big are your weights?
2 pounds.
What are they afraid of?
I don't know. Like, they think that... I think they thought that it was like bringing a cannonball onto a plane or something. You can't even use it as a weapon. That's the whole... Well, anyway, believe me, I'm over it now.
You have no choice.
Well, all right. Fly Rights. Feedback on show 95. You were gone. AMG and I talked about iOS 6 rumors, what we thought was going on, and kind of the lack of rumors, really. It was
right.
Like, before iOS 5, by this time last year, a lot of people had a pretty good idea of what was coming down the pipe. And Hugo Kessler wrote in and said, you were talking on the show about iOS 6 and rumors. You both said that you hadn't heard many rumors about iOS 6, but you forgot the most important one.
What's that?
Apple's bought 3 mapping companies. They're obviously working on a Google Maps replacement.
That's right.
That's been rumored for about 2 years.
Right.
Finally expected to show up in iOS 6. No mention of that on
or
the show.
Or 7.
Another thing.
Or 8.
Apple bought the company Chomp for $50 million a few months ago.
Yes.
It appears they're planning on fixing the App Store.
Oh.
There are also rumors that they completely are redesigning the iTunes and App Store. This has been all over the news. Seems much more important than the clear all button on the notification center. That's something that MG said that he wanted. Just thought I should mention those 3 rumors. The mapping one is huge. I think there was just 2 rumors that he mentioned.
Well, I'll give you an example.
But, you know,
Apple bought Chomp. They also bought Lala. What did they do with Lala? Nothing.
There are rumors that the App Store and iTunes as a whole is about to get an overhaul, and I hope that that's true.
They desperately need it.
Hugo, you make good points. Those were 2 things we hadn't really touched on. We had touched on the fact that Google Maps seemed to be getting phased out once iPhoto was introduced, and they were using OpenStreetMaps.
Only in iPhoto, yeah.
Yeah.
But in that journal thing, when I make a map, it's some weird, funky thing getting tiles from OpenStreetMap. It's not a very good map, by the way. I couldn't find Christensen on it.
Even OpenStreetMap. The
it's
folks
better.
Were like, wow, I
it's
thought I was
data.
Using this. And
yeah,
these aren't even the newest maps.
Right.
So a reminder that we'd love hearing from you, even if you want to critique us, because that just makes our show better. So keep them coming. Videos, voicemails, emails, rants and raves against us and the TSA. Actually, please don't do that because I can't do that.
We both want to fly.
Yeah. And we just can't be crusaders, although we would love
I do
to be.
Pull. So we have a fan who's in the customs service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are good people.
Sure.
They're very good.
Yeah.
And he gave me U.S. Customs and Border Patrol luggage tags.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I make sure I use those. And he, every time I arrive in the U.S.,
they treat you a little bit.
Vic is there. He's there. He's standing there making sure I can get through. So thank you, Captain.
He's always on duty no matter what time you're walking through?
I don't know. It seems like every time. Well, I think he must be like just
checking. He's one step ahead of
you. He's looking out for me.
Yeah. He's your guardian angel.
And I have those tags, which is great. I even have a whistle.
You're so lucky. That's so awesome.
Let the TSA try to take my U.S. customs.
I just fly coach in the middle and cry the whole time. Take an Ambien and wish for the best. We want to hear from you. Write us at ipadtoday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD.
Yes.
Or for extra points, you can send us a video. But do not grill another iPad. That's the last free pass I give you, sir, from wherever you're from at the grilling place.
More grilling of nice iPads.
You're on our bad list.
Not allowed.
But we appreciate all of our feedback this week. As always, keep it coming.
Audible.com.
What's that?
Let me tell you something. If you ever ride the hurdy-gurdy or an airplane or go on long train rides, I was actually able to listen. This is so awesome. I was able to listen to The Stand as I floated, trained, and flew around the world. I would not travel with. I do not get in the car without Audible. I do not do housework. I don't go to the gym without Audible. Audible audiobooks, fantastic. It's 100,000 plus books at audible.com. The challenge, we know, is to go there and go, oh, what do I listen to? There's so much great stuff. So here's my suggestion to you. Go there, then pick a book, any book that's good, that's a one credit book, which is almost all of them. And then visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad today, and you can get that book for free. Just sign up for the gold account. The book is yours for free, no charge for the first month. You can cancel it any time. That book is yours to keep forever. Hunger Games, awesome. Have you read that, Chad?
I have. All three of them.
Have you really?
And all through Audible.
Oh, see? 50 Shades of Grey, very sexy.
I've not read that one.
Well, that's why it's a bestseller. Very sexy. There's all sorts of stuff. Sci-fi, history, fiction and nonfiction. New York Times bestseller list. It's all there. Pick a book. I'm telling you, The Stand is a great choice. That's like 48 hours of Stephen King wonder. And it's yours for free. I think it's one credit. audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Guilty Wives by Jane Patterson.
Yeah.
James Patterson. Yeah.
Why are you so guilty? Oh, hello.
Little Miss Wife.
Only minutes after I was reading
Patterson's
the premise.
Great. Go ahead, scroll down. Let's see.
Yeah. Chad.
Chad. We're
back to Guilty Wives.
What? Back to Guilty Wives.
Only minutes after Abby Elliott and her three best friends step off a private helicopter, they enter the most luxurious, sumptuous, sensually pampering hotel they've ever been to. I love this book.
Why are they guilty?
Well, something's about to go terribly wrong
like
in Monte
Sex
Carlo.
Sex and the City, part two.
Mm-hmm. Those in intensive care and those who posed security risks.
Oh, see, like
I
me.
I liked the infirmary because of the strong
this
lighting,
is so what I need
which
on my
meant
drive.
Some vibrancy to my otherwise dreary confinement.
Okay, pause it.
I liked helping people.
I gotta say... guilty pleasure. I will listen to romance novels on long drives because it really the time goes fast. The hotter, the better.
Well, hey.
Now it's audiblepodcast.com/iPad today.
That's right.
Now it's time to don our app caps.
It's app cap award time.
I got a good one, too.
I'm really happy about this week.
Go for it.
I will. So... a while ago, we've actually done it a couple times. We've done a cookbook roundup, cooking for the iPad. iPad is one of the best tools.
Are you going to recommend the Hummus Bible? Because that is a great book.
No, is that such a thing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I need to know much more about this because hummus is my favorite thing in the world. But no, actually, in this episode, I'm going to recommend a companion to an app I have already recommended, which is How to Cook Everything. Now, How to Cook Everything is one of my favorite apps. I'll just show you that really quickly.
Oh, I'm going to have to
Mark
get Bittman,
this. Mark Bittman, he's a chef. He's a writer for the
New
York Times.
He's great. No, he's great.
He is the most, I would say, of all of the cookbook apps that I use, and I really try to use them all regularly because I like teaching myself to cook. This is consistently the best app because it's very, if I search for, let's say, like, asparagus, right? Like, I've got some asparagus. I just got
love
it.
Asparagus.
It's in season right
it's
now
my
in California.
Favorite thing in the
I have
world.
So many different recipes that I can choose from, plus variations. So it's nice. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to do the stir fried pork with asparagus, but I can do some sort of a variation, stir fried asparagus with squid or shrimp, that type of thing. I can search by key ingredients. I can go ahead and add those ingredients to my shopping list for the next time I go shopping. I can set timers. I can bookmark favorite recipes. You name it. Also, Mark is really good about like the kitchen basics, which I've actually learned a lot from. For example, what different knives do and why I need to use the knives I do and how often do I sharpen them and all of that sort of stuff. So
knives are like the most important tool.
Yeah. This is a $10 app and I think it's worth every penny if you're going to be cooking regularly.
Pricey. Yeah.
However,
less than a cookbook, though. Less than the book itself.
Well, it's I mean, that's exactly what it
Good
is.
Point.
And I prop it up in the corner of the kitchen and I come back to it every few minutes, that sort of thing. But now there's a companion app, and that is How to Cook Everything Vegetarian.
Because you are a vegetarian, the same guy.
Yes, it's exactly the same guy. And what's interesting about this is, as I said, well, wait a second. I'm not going to pay $10 more for just the vegetarian recipes that are in the in the original app that I have. But they're not.
Oh.
Because I did a bunch of keyword searches.
These
asparagus, for example, it's a bunch of different recipes.
Oh, that's good. I should get this.
I do not want to rate this app. Not yet. Now, I do eat fish. This is all vegetarian meals, but he also gives people vegan options. Like, here's what you leave out if you want it to be vegan, you know, if it has eggs or dairy in the recipe, for example. But it works exactly the same way. He's got his own picks. He's got featured recipes. This rotates. If you use the app regularly, you'll see different featured recipes every so often.
Does
maybe
new
I
content
think once
come
a week.
In, or is it just the software is just doing that? There's not new content.
Yeah, no, I don't think because it's I don't want to say that it's not ever new content. The featured stuff does change though, so it feels new.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're not going to see all these nice pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Plus, just sort of menu ideas. Hey, you know, I want to put together a holiday dinner. I want it to be a little bit different than usual. Here are some ideas for our Mardi Gras, for example. I love this app, and I love the fact that it feels like, you know, there might be some repeat recipes, but doing a few searches with the same keywords, I couldn't find them. So it feels like a whole new cookbook, but it has the same layout that I already like, and it works in landscape or portrait. And hey, that's always a nice
actually, class. It is for a cookbook, because sometimes you want to have it more or less.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes people have, you know, they put, like, they'll magnetize it and you stick your iPad on the fridge. Mm-hmm. I just happen to usually prop it up in an area that I'm not preparing food, but I love this guy. And he has a really good natural language way to explain stuff, coming right down to, like, how to peel a carrot. That's a better way than the way that you're already peeling the carrot kind of thing. This is, like, absolutely cooking for dummies. That actually is probably a different iPad app, but it conceptually, this is really good for people who have enthusiasm but maybe don't have all the skills yet.
Very
That's
cool.
My iPad app.
I like it. Now, I have a good app. Now, but I'm going to say what it is. The category, and people are going to tune out because nobody wants another RSS reader. Stop. You do. Because this is the one that makes it so easy, so good. This is the best RSS reader. And RSS is still useful. What is RSS? It is a feed that you would get from a website. So instead of going to the website, you can read the feed from the website. It's a great way to aggregate multiple websites into a single application. Particularly useful for me, for instance, for scanning tech news. I do a lot of that. This is called Mr. Reader. His cute little mustache. He's really cute. Let's go into it. I sign into my Google Reader account, so it automatically populated it with a ton of feeds. This, you know, will look a little bit similar to any other reader. Almost all readers have the same idea, which is a list. These are folders, so these are a list of individual feeds or folders. For instance, this is an individual feed for my blog. This is an individual feed for our podcast. By the way, podcasts work in this, which is kind of handy.
Yeah.
Well, here's my tech news folder. Now, this aggregates stories from several dozen. You can even see what all the sources are if I press this button here. Several dozen useful tech blogs and news sources like GigaOm and All Things D and New York Times and so forth. So I can see all the unread ones. Now, here's where it gets useful. So this is a news story. 4G Samsung Galaxy S3 to hit U.S. this summer. I tap the story. I could see the basic headline. I can load the full story by clicking Read More, and it will load a browser within here. You'll see right at the top I have buttons for web, Instapaper, readability, read it letter. Those are the common things people use to go there. But this is where it gets really useful down here at the bottom. I can star it. That is equivalent of starring in Google Reader. I can favorite it. I can tag it and assign tags. But what I mostly do, and most people I think would do, is I will put it into some sort of bookmarking service. In this case, now this is fully customizable. This is, in fact, not the way it comes. But I put the things that I do all the time. Open it in Safari. Pinboard is my bookmarking tool. You could use Delicious or a lot of other ones. If I say Pinboard, I could type in a few notes here. I can type in some tags here. And I could put it on Pinboard right away. I can also tweet it. Now, remember I talked before about how I set up a special links feed on Twitter called links_4_twit.
Yes, you did.
This will do to this feed. This automatically goes to Pinboard, so this is an alternate way. I set that up for Flipboard. Look at this. This is really nice. I can put the title in. I could put a link in. It'll let you use your own link shortener, so I use Bitly. I can add additional text, and then I can press send, and now that's going to go out to that Twitter feed. Here's a nice thing. This is completely customizable. Really, in many, many very interesting ways. First of all, we've got some layouts. So if you like a darker layout or a lighter layout, this is kind of a New York Timesy layout. You can choose those. Complete control of things like offline reading. You can download, if you're going to get on an airplane, download everything ahead of time in a cache, an image cache. The table of articles, we can change how it looks. We can change how often it gets it, whether it uses Wi-Fi or 3G. Remember, I talked about the services, very, very complete services menu, where you drag services that you want to use up into the – this is the menu that I just showed you. And they have, if you look, you know, every browser, OmniFocus. You can copy the URL, copy a short URL. You can email it, print it. Facebook, Delicious, Diggo, Zootool, Things, Posterous, Tumblr, Instapaper, Read It, it just all goes on and on and on. So this is a very customizable way of, and by the way, you don't even have to go into a story to share it. So let's say Dolby Audio to be built into all Windows 8 versions. So let's say I want to share that story. I just have it on the right here. I can just put it right into Twitter, a couple of push of the buttons, and boom, it's out there. It's saved. This is Mr. Reader. Couple of books. Yes, you can send to Facebook pages and Facebook itself, of course. Lots more nice customizable features. It really is well done. What is it? $3.99?
$3.99.
Well worth it. If you've been looking, we've talked before about Reader. We've talked about New River of News. Mm-hmm. There's just a ton of RSS readers. This is the one that I find, by the way.
This is your new love.
Fast. And this is the other thing that readers, and one of the reasons people kind of turn away from RSS readers, if you have, as you can see, I do many, many sources in my RSS feed.
Yeah.
In every category, literally hundreds of web pages. That's the point of a reader from my point of view. Watch how quick this thing is. That's it. It's all in here just by tapping it. This is the fastest reader by far, fastest I've ever seen. So maybe you've turned away from readers. I hope you haven't, but if you have, this might be something to bring you back. It's called Mr. Reader.
This actually, I have to say, even though Reader, which is R-E-E-D-E-R, which we've sung its praises on the show in the past, it's great. There's nothing wrong with it, but I have kind of gotten out of the habit.
Yeah.
So this, Mr. Reader, is a good opportunity for me to build up my RSS list again and actually use it regularly because it's a great way to digest news, especially if you're in the line of work that we are.
We've
got to do this.
We got to look through a lot of them. But anytime you want to scan, if you're in the petroleum business and you have to keep up on your business,
yeah.
this is the best way to quickly get a lot of information in there and save the stuff you want to read for later in Instapaper, Read It Later, readability, of course. But also you could bookmark it and do all those other things. I'm really happy with this one. Mr. Reader. It came out a couple of weeks ago. I haven't been here, so it's my first chance to talk about it, but very, very nicely done.
Good app cap, Leo. And with that, we're at the end of the show. I hate this part because it's like we have to say goodbye, and we have to tell people that we're going to be here the same time, same place next week.
And then
week.
You have to go to work.
And then I have to go
do a show.
Yeah, because I have TNT live after this, and it's just so depressing.
No more goofing off with Leo.
No, it's
hats.
Like this is the best hour of my week.
Yes, it
and
better
it's
be.
It's all downhill for the next 6 to 7 days.
Your job is safe for another week.
Whew. because nobody's giving me $30 million.
No, that's the truth. Sarah Lane, always a pleasure. Thank you all for being here. We do this show when?
On Thursdays, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Watch it or you'll be sorry.
And I didn't realize it was Thursdays. I'll make sure to be here next time.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting sick of making excuses.
Thanks for joining us.
Norway.
Well, this looks like a Norwegian hat. I don't have one, but this is the best I can do.
Oh!